supplication on Thursdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who has taken away the shadowy night by His power and brought the sight-giving day through His mercy. He has clothed me in its brightness and given me its favor. O Allah, just as Thou hast spared me for this day, so also spare me for its likes. Bless the Prophet Muhammad and his household, and torment me not in it and in other nights and days by allowing me to commit unlawful acts and to clothe myself in sins. Provide me with its good, the good of all within it, and the good of everything after it, and turn away from me its evil, the evil of all within it, and the evil of everything after it. O Allah, by the protective compact of Islam, I seek mediation with Thee, and by the inviolability of the Quran, I rely upon Thee. By Muhammad, the Chosen, Allah bless him and his household, I seek intercession with Thee. So recognize my protective compact, by which I hope my need will be granted. O most merciful of the merciful, O Allah, decree for me on Thursday 5 things, which none embraces but Thy generosity, and none supports but Thy favors. Health through which I may have the strength to obey Thee. Worship by which I may deserve Thy plentiful reward. Plenty in my state through lawful provision. And that Thou makest me secure in the places of fear through Thy security. And placest me in Thy fortress against the striking of worries and sorrows. Bless Muhammad and his household. And make my seeking his mediation as an intercessor give profit on the day of resurrection. Surely, Thou art the most merciful of the merciful.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Rabitu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena. Rabitu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah. Salaamu alaikum and welcome on another Eid. We are with you with today's special. Yes, today is really special because today is the birthday anniversary of a great man. The birthday anniversary of Hazrat Abbas alayhi salam.
يا من أتيت فزدت حبنا أسعدتنا وجمعت شملنا أنت هدية من الله لنا بعد انتظارنا لك طول السنة فيك السرور والهنا حمدا لك يا ربنا Let's enjoy this happy day. Eid Mubarak, come on, let's celebrate. Eid Sa'id, let's enjoy this happy day. Eid Mubarak, come on, let's celebrate. Celebrate, let's celebrate. Allah, Allah, thank you for this day.
Wednesday, we are here, 4th of Shaban, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 25th of Bahman, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 14th of February, 2024 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We offer our congratulations on this great Eid, and we learn about the birth and early life of Hazrat Abbas alayhi salam.
من أتيت فزدت حبنا أسعدتنا وجمعت شملنا أنت هدية من الله لنا بعد انتظارنا لك طول السنة فيك السرور والهنا حمدا لك يا ربنا
عيد سعيد Let's enjoy this happy عيد مبارك Come on let's celebrate عيد سعيد Let's enjoy this happy day عيد مبارك Come on let's celebrate Celebrate Let's celebrate الله الله Thank you for this day
Al-Abbas was the first child of Ummul Banin with his birth. Medina shone and the whole world glittered. The father, as he perceived that this baby would be one of the heroes of Islam and would be frowning in the faces of evils and the wrongdoers, said, I name him Al-Abbas, the frowning. The nickname him Abul Fadl, father of virtue. It is narrated that once Imam Ali, peace be upon him, seated his baby Al-Abbas on his knees, lifted his hands, baby's hands, kissed them and wept. Watching this situation, the mother was astonished. Hence, Imam Ali foretold her about the future of her baby and what would happen to his hands. She, as well as the others, wept heavily. After that, the Imam told her about her baby's great position with Allah, and this relieved her. Congratulations on the birthday anniversary of Hazrat Abbas, peace be upon him.
Abul Fadl al-Abbas has many virtues and qualities. But in one hadith, Al-Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam highlights possibly his most important virtue. Al-Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam says, رحم الله عمنا العباس. May Allah have mercy on our uncle Abu al-Fadl al-Abbas. And then he mentions his most shining virtue, his outstanding virtue. What's that virtue? كان عمنا العباس عليه السلام نافذ البصيرة. Imam Sadiq describes Abbas as having نافذ البصيرة. What does that mean? Basira is an Arabic word that's very similar to basar. What's the difference between basar and basira? They come from the same root word. Basar means physical vision. When you're able to see with your eyes, that's basar, vision. But then we have another type of vision, the internal vision. When you have that inner light and insight that allows you to see the reality of things, what do we call that? Basira. Abu al-Fadl al-Abbas had a profound, sharp internal vision, inner vision. And that's an amazing virtue that he had. So what does this power of basira, this inner vision, what does it enable you to do? It allows you to see the reality of things, my dear brothers and sisters. Most of us people in this world, we just see the outside surface. We really don't see the reality of things. And Allah says that in the Holy Quran. يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا Most people, they just see the outside. They don't really see the core and the essence of everything around them.
Let us rejoice indeed. This is the day of Eid.
The brother of Imam al-Hussein. The devotion of Abbas to Hussein was not just on the physical level, it was also based on the spiritual level. This is reflected in his statement to Shimr. Shimr, one of the commanders of Yazidi forces, was related to Abbas through his mother. Shimr had come to Karbala with an aman, assurance of protection or amnesty. When Shimr presented that amnesty to Abbas, Abbas responded by saying, "May Allah curse you and your amnesty. You give assurance of protection to us, but the son of the Prophet's daughter has no amnesty." Abbas ibn Ali's message to us is quite clear. We have to strengthen the ties of brotherhood with fellow Muslims, irrespective of their race, color, language, and geographical location. We should be able to feel the pain of one another.
Every sound and every voice in every language ever heard. Each drop of ink that has been used to write every single word. They could never portray everything I feel in my heart and wanna say. And it's hard to explain why I could never describe my love for you.
In the words of the Imam, Imam Sajjad, peace be upon him, said, "May Allah have mercy upon my uncle Al-Abbas. He surely made sacrifice and did a great fight until his hands were cut, and he sacrificed himself for his brother. Allah gave him two wings like his uncle Ja'far Tayyar to fly in the paradise together with angels. Indeed, Al-Abbas has a position before the Almighty Allah that all the martyrs would wish to reach on the Day of Judgment." Imam Sajjad had described Abbas as he had an impressive insight, great intelligence, strong faith. He made jihad in the company of Imam al-Hussein, sacrificed martyrdom in the way of his Imam, submission before the successor of the Prophet, approving the Imam of his time, loyalty, striving until the last resorts. Imam al-Mahdi said, peace be with Abu al-Fadl Abbas, son of the commander of the believers, Ali, peace be upon him, who sacrificed his soul for his brother, used this world as a means for the hereafter and was sacrificed for his brother. He was a guardian who tries hard to bring water to the thirsty of the camp, and his both hands were cut in jihad on the way of Allah.
Basira is that power that allows you to see the reality of things, not to be deceived by the outside. And Basira, my dear brothers and sisters, allows you to think as free human beings. Most of us don't think as free human beings. Most of us were influenced by public opinion, by how my society thinks, how my family thinks, how my friends think. Most of us go through the struggle. A lot of brothers tell me, "Sayyid, you know, when I try to change my negative habits, let's say if I have not the best lifestyle, I'm trying to become religious, I want to be a more responsible father, husband, friend, son, my friends sometimes will discredit me. They'll tell me, you want that boring lifestyle? Come, let's continue our habits. Let's have fun with one another. Let's be free. Let's do what we enjoy. And oftentimes I'm impacted by that. I can't think for myself. I'm influenced by my friends and my surroundings and my society. Abu al-Fadl al-Abbas alayhi salam teaches us to have basira by thinking independently. Everything that you do, my dear brothers and sisters, question it. Why am I doing this? Why am I really doing this? That's a very important question. Don't give in to pressure. Because most people, they give in to pressure. How many of you are familiar with Milgram's experiment? Have you read about this experiment? Basically, this psychologist, researcher, he wanted to see how people give in to others when they give them instructions. How do they give in to authority? So he brings a group of people to his lab, just random people, and he tells them, I want to do an experiment. We're going to ask this person in the room questions. We'll put him to a test. If he gives the wrong answer, there's a button that you have to press. It's going to administer an electric shock to that person. We'll start with, let's say, 300 volts. And we'll shock them with that, or maybe less than that, some amount of voltage. So they're like, okay, if this scientist is telling me, press that button, it's going to hurt that person, but I'll do it. Everyone who was called to that experiment, when they started with that lower voltage, they pressed the button. Everyone. No one said, excuse me, sir, what are you doing? On what basis are you harming that poor innocent guy in the room? No one challenged. See, people are not free thinkers. We think we are. When Allah puts us to the test, do we think freely or no? 65% of those participants, they went to the final voltage, the highest voltage, 450 volts, which is fatal, which it supposedly should have killed that person. But because the scientist said do it, I do it anyways. Now, by the way, this was an act. That person in the room wasn't really being electrocuted. He acted as if he was being electrocuted. But the point was to test those people. How far are you willing to go? And that's life, my dear brothers and sisters. Most of us, we do things, we really don't know why we're doing them. We don't challenge why we do them. Are we really free thinkers or not?
Congratulations to all Muslims, especially Shia Muslims all around the world, on the birthday anniversary of the great brother, Hazrat Abbas. Thank you and fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. La fata illa Ali, Aliyul Imami. علي إمامي علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي
Food for thought.
Hello everyone, our heartiest congratulations to all. Today is the 4th of Shaban, the auspicious birth anniversary of the immortal standard bearer of Karbala, Hazrat Abu al-Fazl Abbas, peace be upon him. Here is what his father, the commander of the faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him, said entrusting the newborn to the care of the immortal martyr of Karbala. O Hussein, I'm entrusting to you this child. He will represent me on the day of your supreme sacrifice and lay down his life in defending you and your dear ones, much as I would have done if alive on that day. Take pieces of bread from me, and your soul will never be broken. And if I am your haven, you will never be homeless. One whose cloak is me will never be naked. And one whose resort is me will never be destitute. God is above all powers. IRIB English Radio.
Oh Lord, here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Sheikh Rouhani on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Dear and respected brothers, first of all, I should congratulate you on the birthday anniversary of Abul Fadl al-Abbas عليه الصلاة والسلام. On the occasion of his birthday anniversary, I want to recite a very beautiful hadith from Imam al-Sajjad عليه الصلاة والسلام regarding the personality of Abul Fadl al-Abbas عليه الصلاة والسلام. Imam al-Sajjad says that رَحِمَ الْعَبَّاسَ فَلَقَدْ آثَرَ وَأَبْلَى وَفَدَى أَخَاهُ بِنَفْسِهِ حَتَّى قُطِعَتْ يَدَاهُ فَأَبْدَلَهُ اللَّهُ بِهِمَا جَنَاحَيْنِ يَطِيرُ بِهِمَا مَعَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ فِي الْجَنَّةِ. Imam al-Sajjad says that رَحِمَ اللَّهُ الْعَبَّاسَ, says that may Allah forgive, may Allah have mercy upon my uncle Abul Fadl al-Abbas. He preferred his brother to himself, and he did well and sacrificed himself for his brother until he lost his two hands for the sake of this. Thus, instead of these two hands, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him two wings with which he will fly with the angels in paradise. كَمَا جَعَلَ لِجَعْفَرِ ابْنِ أَبِي طَالِبُ وَإِنَّ لِلْعَبَّاسِ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى لَمَنْزِلَةً يَغْبِطُهُ بِهَا جَمِيعُ الشُّهَدَاءِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Imam says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him two wings with which he will fly with the angels in paradise, just like Ja'far ibn Abi Talib. So in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Imam says that in the sight of Allah, the blessed, the exalted Al-Abbas enjoys a peculiar rank for which all the shuhadas and the martyrs will be hopeful for if they had its like on the day of resurrection. It means that all the shuhada, all the martyrs, according to Imam al-Sajjad alayhi salatu wassalam, will be hopeful to be like Abul Fadl al-Abbas alayhi salatu wassalam. You see that in his hadith, Imam As-Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam, who is one of the founders of the piety and virtue in Islam. So he says such about Abu al-Fadl Abbas alayhi salatu wasalam. Actually, Imam As-Sajjad includes the most significant sacrifices that Al-Abbas did towards his brother and Imam al-Husayn alayhi salatu wasalam. So for the sake of his brother, and Al-Abbas sacrificed his two hands and went on resisting until he was felled. So for this great sacrifice, God will grant Al-Abbas alayhi salatu wasalam, and let's say, unparalleled kind of rank that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that all martyrs will wish for if they had its like. This is the rank and the status of Abu al-Fadl Abbas alayhi salam in Jannah, in paradise, that Imam Sajjad says that he will be flying with the angels by the two wings instead of the two hands, and all the martyrs will regret that they wish they could have the same kind of position or rank in the side of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Jannah. So this is the personality of Abu al-Fadl Abbas from the viewpoint of Imam As-Sajjad. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Rouhani in the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
Let's recite the Quran.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
السلام عليكم dear brothers and sisters all over the world. As you're listening to IRB English Radio, I really welcome you all in our Quranic sessions today. Brother Ali Nasir, Brother Fawad Haider have joined us today in our class. So hope you stay safe and healthy, brothers and sisters. We are ready, inshallah, to get our class started. Yes or no, Brother Ali Nasir?
Yes.
Are you ready, inshallah?
Yes.
And Fawad Haider?
Yes, sir. All right. I'm ready.
Inshallah, today we will talk about Ayah 8 and Ayah 9 from Surah
Al-A'raf
on page
151.
Brothers and sisters, hope you have the Quran with you. Turn to page 151, Surah Al-A'raf, Ayah 8 and 9. Let's listen to the recitation.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wal waznu yawma idhin al-haqq, faman thaqulat mawazinuhu fa ulaika humul muflihun. وَمَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُولَئِكَ الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يَظْلِمُونَ.
Nice recitation, mashallah.
Yes, very good recitation.
Mashallah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allah says in Surah Al-A'raf, Ayah 8, Ali Nasser is going to read it.
Yes.
All right. وَالْوَزْنُ يَوْمَئِذٍ الْحَقُّ.
Best of luck.
Yeah. فَمَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. Ali Nasser, could you please recite once?
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والوزن يومئذ الحق
أحسنت
فمن ثقلت موازينه فأولئك هم المفلحون
أحسنت ما شاء الله ما شاء الله والوزن يومئذ الحق How did he read? Read it once again. وَالْوَزْنُ
Yes. وَالْوَزْنُ يَوْمَئِذِنِ الْحَقُّ
How come? Huh? For what?
I don't know.
I did not say, why did you do that? Why did you pronounce it that way? يَوْمَئِذِنْ الْحَقُّ It is. Or you could read it يَوْمَئِذِ الْحَقُّ Is that a mistake?
No.
No?
No.
You don't suppose it's a mistake?
No.
Let's find out. Any answer?
I guess because there's a Hamzatul Wasl in between.
He's going to tell us.
To connect these two words, Yawma Idhin, with Haq, Al-Haq.
Okay.
You use the Noon in the Tanween of that.
Wow. He's so close to that. Yeah.
Yawma use the Noon. Yawma Idhin Al-Haq.
Yawma Idhin, he has a Noon. And Al-Haq. Because when you join, basically you ignore Hamzatul Was. So as if there is no Hamzatul Was.
Yes.
So the word has an
Tanween.
Yeah, idhinil haq lam.
Idgham.
Ah.
Idgham, Yar Malun. Yes.
Yar Malun.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Yar Malun has to be this. Yawma idhil haq.
Oh, yes. Idhinil haq.
Idgham is that way. Idgham. It's yawma idhinil haq. That's correct.
This is the second idgham. Second way of idgham.
Yeah.
False.
Listen. There is a rule in Tajweed says, iltaqa'u s-sakinatayn. Idh iltaqata s-sakinatayn. If the two sakin letters meet.
Yes.
Okay? It means you're reading a word and two sakin letters are there. Right after it. Each other, or one word ends with a sakin letter and the next word starts with a sakin letter.
So you merge them.
How? Look, you join them. How? It says إذ التقت الساكنتين حرك بالكسر. It means you should assign it with kasra. In most cases, it's applied. Okay, kasra is applied, but not in all cases. Okay, in most cases, especially with this tanween kasra that you have. Yawma'i dhin. Does it end with Nun Sakin or no?
Yes.
Okay, the next word, Hamza Sarwas is ignored because you join the words.
Yes.
Lam, is it Sakin or no?
Yes.
Okay, Nun Sakin, the word Yawma'i dhin ends with Nun Sakin, the word Al-Haq starts with
Sakin
letter.
Exactly.
Yes. So two Sakin letters.
Approaches.
Approach. They meet each other. So here, the first sakin letter is assigned with?
Kasra.
Yawma idhi.
Nil.
Idhin, idhini. Idhini, then join ni to lam. Idhi.
Nil.
That's the way you pronounce it. Wal waznu yawma idhin il haq. Got it? Yes?
Yes.
Okay. Haq. When you stop, strong qalqalais. Apply.
Yes.
Strongest, okay? يَوْمَ إِذِنِ الْحَقُّ
I guess Nasser read it with his instinct because he didn't know the rule.
يَوْمَ إِذِنِ
Yes.
Yes. I think he had forgotten it. He knew it.
Yeah, we talked about it.
Yeah.
Instinct. I forget it.
فَمَنْ ثَقُلَتْ I think Nasser made a mistake here. Maybe that was intentional. فَمَنْ ثَقُلَتْ, he said.
Yes.
How do you pronounce it, Fawad?
ف... فمن ثقلت
هايدر فمن ثقلت موازينه فأولئك. Remember the word أولئك.
Every time it's wajib.
Always wajib.
It's always wajib. The mat is always wajib.
Yes.
So هم المفلحون. Okay, Allah says the weighing of deeds, the weighing, okay, the measuring weighing, wasn't, okay? You level that. Okay. For example, which side, good deeds or bad deeds, which side weighs more?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So Allah Almighty will weigh your good deeds
measure.
And bad deeds. Yes. On one side of the measure, okay, weighing machine, okay, your good deeds. On the other side,
bad deeds.
Okay. So Allah Almighty on the two sides of the scale, okay, will measure, will weigh your deeds.
What if they're equal?
Yeah. No, they are not equal.
Never.
Bad deeds. Oh, if they are equal?
Yes.
Well, I don't think they are going to be equal. You cannot measure your good deeds with bad deeds. Okay, in the past 20 years, I have done, for example, 10 million good deeds, 10 million, or 9 million bad deeds. Okay, let me commit one more million bad deeds, okay, to equalize.
No, what if by chance one person is equal?
You can't do that. It's not a matter.
Bro, if so, look, do this,
thankfulness. Yeah, thankfulness to Allah Almighty is an important thing that sometimes we are not aware of this. So if you're not thankful, it means you're doing bad deeds.
Bad deeds, yeah.
How can you be thankful to Allah Almighty with all these blessings that He has showered upon us?
Yes.
Okay? I don't think you can equalize your good deeds with bad deeds.
هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا. هذا
القرآن. Want to learn Quran at home? Join us in our Quranic class. Let's recite the Quran.
So next, فَمَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. We mentioned the Tajweed rules. Okay. Fawad, could you read the next ayah? وَمَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يَظْلِمُونَ. Could you please recite it once?
Yes.
All right. بسم الله.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وَمَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ فَأُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يَظْلِمُونَ.
Allahu Akbar. MashaAllah. MashaAllah. So, وَمَنْ خَفَّتْ. As for those whose deeds weigh light in the scales, فَأُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ. It is they who have ruined their souls, wronged themselves. بِمَا كَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يَظْلُمُونَ. Because they used to wrong our signs. It means because they used to deny our signs.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Yes, yes.
Fighting the prophets. Fighting the revelations of Allah Almighty. Fighting the signs of Allah Almighty. Okay.
Yes.
وَمَنْ خَفَّتْ. You never hide the sound of.
Noon.
How do you read it?
وَمَنْ خَفَّتْ.
وَمَنْ خَفَّتْ. Pronounce it.
Clearly, the way it is.
As it is. Yeah. Woman khaf.
Woman khaf.
Kha has a
heavy sound.
Heavy sound. Woman khafat no. Woman
khaf.
Khafat. MashaAllah. Next time, don't read it khafat. Okay? Next. Mawa zinuhu. Who? It means, the rule says, إِشْبَاعُ هَاُ الضَّمِيرُ is important, okay?
Yeah.
It's important. It means stretch it, extension of the ha. مَوَازِينُهُ. Not who. Who. A bit longer. فَأُولَٰئِكَ
الَّذِينَ
خَسِرُوا.
Yeah, خسروا
خسروا أنفسهم أنفسهم
إخفاء
إخفاء فوال. Don't forget it. And one more mistake he made. أنفسهم علي ناصر
إخفاء إخفاء
إخفاء two إخفاء we have.
Yeah.
One إخفاء with
نون
نون and the next إخفاء
with ميم.
Okay, let's practice them. خسروا أنفسهم هم hide the sound of meme. Do not pronounce meme correctly. I'm pronounce it correctly, but not fully.
Yes.
Okay. Hum. How? Hum. Hum. Yeah. Pronounce it. Ali Nasir. Anfusahum bima.
Yes. Anfusahum bima.
Ahsan. There are three important rules for meme sakin. One of them is this hiding. The other yes. one is idgham. The other one is
iqlab.
No,
it's iqlab.
Idhar. These are the rules that you have to remember. We'll practice inshallah these two verses from Surah Al-A'raf, the recitation. Okay,
yes.
Brothers and sisters, thank you so much for being with us up to this time. The last part of our class is to practice the recitation. Listen and join Ali Nasir and Fawad to repeat. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
والوزن يومئذ الحق
والوزن يومئذ الحق
فمن ثقلت موازينه فأولئك هم المفلحون
فمن ثقلت موازينه فأولئك هم المفلحون
وَمَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُولَئِكَ الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ
وَمَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُولَئِكَ الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ
I stop here because we might run out of breath, okay? But
yes.
if you have a long breath, a deep breath, okay? You can
we'll
read
continue.
To the end of the ayah. فأولئك الذين خسروا أنفسهم بما كانوا بآياتنا يظلمون
فأولئك الذين خسروا أنفسهم بما كانوا بآياتنا يظلمون
صدق الله العلي العظيم
صدق الله العلي العظيم
أحسنتم. Thank you so much. Allah bless you. Thank you so much, brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRB English Radio, for being with us up to this time. Allah bless you, inshallah. Stay with IRB English Radio. Thank you so much, Ali Nasir, Fawad, for joining us today. We'll see you in the next session. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
Let's recite the Quran. A joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن
والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
When your horse returns to our camp riderless
أزور سيدي ومولاي ومعتمدي ورجاي.
The ocean of dua.
الإمام الحسين عليه السلام زيارة
Why did you leave us to fend for ourselves? Hussein, Hussein, the slain.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and in this edition of The Ocean of Dua, we are trying to discuss and talk about the different aspects of Ziyaratu Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, Ziyaratu al-Ashura. So stay with us.
وَلَعَنَ اللَّهُ أُمَّتَانِ أَسْرَجَاتِ وَأَلْجَمَاتِ وَتَهَيَّاتِ وَتَنَقَّبَتْ لِقِتَالِكِ.
Brothers and sisters, we were discussing this part of Ziyaratul Ashura. وَلَعْنَ اللَّهُ أُمَّةً أَسْرَجَتْ وَأَلْجَمَتْ وَتَنَقَّبَتْ لِقِتَالِكِ. May Allah distance from His mercy the community who saddled their mounts, placed their bridles, and patrolled to combat with you. We said that in this part, لِقِتَالِكَ is so important. This phrase is fundamental because all the previous actions mentioned in the part were done because of fighting with Imam Hussein alayhi salam. History tells us that when Umar ibn Sa'd was given the opportunity of one night to decide whether he was ready to lead an army against Imam Hussein alayhi salam or not, he sought advice from Kamil. This Kamil was a person that epitomized the reality of Kamalul Insani, the iman perfection. On hearing Ibn Sa'd's words on whether he should proceed to battle against Imam Hussein, Kamil answered with a very negative and stern manner. This is the anecdote depicted in the book of Sayyid Hashim al-Bahrani. Umar ibn Sa'd had with him a person from the man of virtue called Kamil, who was also a friend of his father before him. He asked, Umar, why do I find you in this particular state and movement? What have you resolved to do? Kamil, as his name signifies, a person of perfect opinion, intellect, and religion. Umar ibn Sa'd replied, I have been commissioned to lead the army to fight against Imam Hussein, to kill him, to kill his family, and killing him and his family to me is like a morsel of food to one who eats or a sip of water. After I kill him, I will head to govern Ray. Kamil said to him, woe be unto you. O Umar ibn Sa'd, do you want to kill Hussein, the son of the daughter of the Holy Prophet? Woe be unto you and your religion. O Umar, are you deviated from the guidance? Do you not realize against whom you have set out to war? And with whom will you fight? Indeed, we belong to Allah and to Him we return. I swear by Allah that if I were to be given the world and what it contains to kill a single man from the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu, I would not do so. How then do you want to kill Hussein, the son of the daughter of the Apostle of Allah? And what will you say tomorrow to the Apostle of Allah when you will be brought in his presence in the state of having killed his son, the apple of his eye, the fruit of his heart, the son of the daughter of the Holy Prophet, the leader of all the women of the world? the son of Ali alayhi salam. Indeed, in our present age, he is what his grandfather was during this time. Obeying him is obligatory on us, like obeying the Prophet.
When people ask, I'm confused about which school is right or which madhab is right, go to Karbala. Look at Karbala, it clarifies it instantaneously. Anybody says, I'm confused, say, please go to Karbala and tell me what happened, why it happened, and what does it have to do with your religion. You will see it completely exemplifies, it clarifies, it takes all the blurs out instantaneously. SubhanAllah, that's the miracle of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Imam Hussein alayhi salam's main foundation of morality is do not allow tyranny, do not allow evil doing, do not allow indecency. Why is Imam like this? Because he knows Allah, he appreciates him, he understands his dimensions. That's why we must love them so much. We must love them so much that don't let anybody else take us away from them. There should be no room in our thoughts. No matter who we admire in this world, no matter how great a person we look at, never move the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt out of the center of the heart. Never. They will know that their Khalifa lied to them because he told them they don't pray. And if they see them praying on the battlefield, their hearts will change. So stop them from praying. Imagine how evil these people were. That's how much lies they had. And you cannot eradicate this lie at the level that we are talking about unless you give your blood for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
After this, Umar ibn Sa'd said, "Are you frightening me with death? Indeed, after I finish killing Hussein, I would be a commander over 70,000 horsemen, and I govern the kingdom of Ray." And Kamil replied to him, "Indeed, I am narrating to you an authentic tradition. I hope that you are emancipated thereby. If you are bestowed with the succor to accept it, I know that I traveled with your father Sa'd to Sham. On the way, my mount got separated from my other companions and I got lost and thirsty. There appeared before me a monastery of a monk and I headed towards it. I got down from my horse. I came to the door of the monastery so that I would drink some water. A monk of that monastery came towards me and said, 'What do you want?' I said, 'Indeed, I am thirsty.' And he said to me, 'Are you from the nation of this prophet who kill each other for the love of the world out of greed? So woe be unto you on the day of judgment. Indeed, you have hampered the family of your prophet and you have killed and expelled them. Surely I find in our books that you shall kill the son of the daughter of the holy prophet and take his women as captives and loot their wealth.' I said to the monk, 'Will we do that?' And he said, 'Yes. And when you have done that, the heavens, the earth, the oceans, mountains, deserts, wild animals, birds would curse his slayers. Then his slayer would not remain in the earth save for a short while. Thereafter will appear a man who will avenge for his blood and will not spare anyone who participated in this matter, save that he would kill him, and Allah will hasten the soul of the participant soul into hellfire." Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
أنت الذي صنعت من الرمح منبرا ظمآن والزمان بعينيك ممطرا نعم الأمير أنت حسين وقدوتي
تختار إليك قلبي وعقلي ودمعتي يا محيي الكرامة تبكيك كل عين لبيك يا إمامي لبيك يا حسين الروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين بالروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين
Every night and every day, every night and every day, never forget to say, La ilaha illallah, never forget to say, La ilaha illallah.
IRIB English Radio, a herald of unity and solidarity amongst Islamic denominations.
Sheikh Baqir Sharif Al-Qarashi decides to compile.
So we can consider Sayyid Hadi Khosrow Shahi.
Shahid Muhammad Baqir al-Sadr. He was born in Qadamiya.
The first and the most important thing that we can learn from Allama Tabatabai is his great effort.
In this regard, I should like to say that one of the great benefits of the late Ayatollah Sayyid Mahmud Shahruddin was.
When we say Divan of Hafiz is a book of Irfan.
Mawlavi claims that this Masnavi Ma'navi is the interpretation of the Quran.
Be more familiar with outstanding Shia figures in the teacher.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. Very welcome to another episode of the program The Teacher, an introduction into the religious and scholar life of the most outstanding Muslim Shiite dignitaries. I am Atta, the host of this program. With me in the studio are two guest speakers, two Islamic researchers from the Islamic House of Qom, Sheikh Rouhani and Sheikh Fadai. Sheikh Rouhani, salam alaikum.
Salam alaikum wa rahmatullah.
And Sheikh Fadai, salam alaikum.
Salam alaikum wa rahmatullah.
For today's discussion, we want to talk about one of the most outstanding Muslim philosophers, Sadruddin Muhammad Ibrahim Shirazi, mainly known as Mullah Sadra. He was a philosopher, an arif or mystic, the founder of the philosophical school of Sa'd, Hikmat al-Muta'aliyah or Transcendental Philosophy, which is a rough translation of this term. We'll get into that, inshallah. So, Shaykh Rouhani, let's start with you, brother. Give us some details about the early life and biography of Mullah Sadra.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Of course, the great philosopher and the theologian and exegete of the Holy Quran, Sadruddin Muhammad Ibrahim al-Shirazi, who is known as Mullah Sadra. Of course, his full name is Sadruddin Muhammad ibn Ibrahim al-Shirazi, but he is known as Mullah Sadra.
Yes.
And of course, his residence place is mostly Shiraz and Qom, and also he studied in Isfahan. And this is what we can say about the early life of this great philosopher. As it is mentioned that in addition to philosophical works, he also wrote some works concerning